In the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, dozens of families evacuated early this morning after intensive Israeli airstrikes and bombardment on northern Gaza City. Israeli tanks were also reported to have rolled into parts of Sheikh Radwan. Shadi, a member of an extended family, said his relatives walked south along Gaza's coastal Al-Rashid Street toward the central Gaza Strip.
I swear, the situation last night was like hell. Extremely dangerous. Shelling was everywhere, along with warplanes and quad choppers. We truly did not believe we would live to see the morning. We couldn't move all night. Only this morning did we manage to leave our homes. We are in the bridge area of Sharik Rawan. The fire came from the Sharik Rawan Lagoon. Eskadar, Amin El Aham, Safai, and Karama. We heard the bombing, but didn't know exactly where, because telecommunications were cut off. For the past 4 or 5 days, bullets have been falling in the area, mainly near Dadu. All the residents here were able to walk out early this morning. I see them in front of me now. Most are elderly men and women, unable to walk far on their own. There are about 15 of them, including my uncle and his wife. Younger folks and children were able to move earlier towards the Rashid Coastal Road.
Others in nearby neighborhoods have been unable to evacuate, either because they cannot find shelter elsewhere or lack of transportation. Muhammad Abu Halima, a resident of the Al-Shatta refugee camp in western Gaza City, is among those who remain trapped.
I cannot deny that my fear is getting worse. It feels as if death is drawing closer day by day, step by step, while we sit here, idle, handcuffed, unable to move or escape this displacement. I cannot afford a tent or transportation to carry us south. Where can we go? What can we do? What stops me from leaving is my inability to secure a place once we arrive there. A truck to take our belongings to the south costs 5,000 to 7,000 shekels. More likely, I would be forced to go alone, with nothing in hand. Even a smaller ride would cost 2,000 shekels. And once there, you must rent a piece of land to stay on. All of this is simply unaffordable.
Over the past 20 hours, the Israeli military has intensified airstrikes and bombardment across Gaza City, particularly in northern areas, including Sheikh Radwan. Media reports suggest that Israeli tanks have also entered the outer skirts of the neighborhood. The escalation has forced thousands of Palestinian residents to flee toward central and southern parts of the coastal territory. Many made the journey on foot, walking more than 15 kilometers along Gaza's only coastal road, Al-Rashid Street. Amjad Chawa, head of the Palestinian Network for NGOs, the main umbrella organization for most civil groups in Gaza, spoke with Pacifica by phone while he himself was being displaced, traveling toward the central Gaza Strip.
The situation in Gaza City is extremely dangerous on many levels. First, the Israeli army continues to target the civilian population, around 900,000 people, mostly concentrated in the western part of the city. The majority are children, women, and people with special needs. On top of that, Gaza is facing a catastrophic humanitarian conditions, as it is now considered to be a five-level famine. Tens of thousands are suffering from severe malnutrition, a life-threatening crisis. Health conditions are also deteriorating rapidly. Health systems have nearly collapsed. More than 70% of the medical supplies, medicines, and disposables have run out, including basic laboratory materials, just as the number of casualties keeps rising. The displacement crisis is worsening too. There are no shelters. So far, the occupation has only allowed 1,500 tents into Gaza, while the actual need is more than 100,000. Water resources have also been severely affected by the Israeli military actions in areas where those supplies exist.
Israel has repeatedly ordered residents of Gaza City to move toward the central and southern parts of the Strip, saying the evacuations are needed to eliminate Hamas and secure the release of Israeli hostages. The United Nations, however, has called for a halt to Israel's actions. US President Donald Trump said he has no information about Israel's specific plans for Gaza City, adding he prefers to wait and see. He warned that Hamas may use at least 20 Israeli hostages as a human shield if Israel launches a ground invasion, declaring that the gates of hell will welcome Hamas. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Almighari in Gaza.